Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists. Just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, I started saying no to one thing a week. It felt surprisingly good.
Let's get into it. Okay, I want to tell you about a Friday afternoon.
I'm listening.
It was around 4:30. I was packing my bag to go home. I had my water bottle in one hand, my keys in the other. I was already thinking about dinner, maybe some pasta with mushrooms, quick and easy. I was wearing my old blue jacket, the one with the broken zipper that I keep saying I'll fix but never do.
That's a very specific detail.
Because it matters. That jacket, that feeling of almost being free. I was 1 minute away from walking out the door.
The best part of Friday. That moment when work is done and the weekend is just starting.
Exactly. And then my colleague Kate appeared at my desk.
Uh-oh.
She had that look. You know the look. The I need a favor look. She said, Mia, I'm so sorry to ask this at the last minute, but could you help me finish the slides for Monday's meeting? I have to leave early today. My kid is sick.
And what did you say?
I said, of course. No problem.
Of course you said that.
Because what else was I going to say? Her kid is sick. She needs help. I'm not a bad person. I'm not going to say, sorry, your kid being sick is not my problem.
Right? You can't say that.
So I stayed. I sat back down. I opened my laptop. I spent the next hour and a half fixing slides. The slides weren't even hard, just changing fonts and moving pictures around. It was just time. My time, my Friday evening time. By the time I finished, it was 6:15. The sun was already going down. I walked home in the dark and I was so tired I just ordered delivery, some noodles that arrived cold, and ate them on the sofa while watching a show I didn't really care about.
That sounds familiar.
But here's the thing. The whole weekend, I kept thinking about that hour and a half, not because it was a big deal, but because I didn't even think about saying no. I just said yes, automatically. Like a reflex.
A reflex. That's a good word for it.
A reflex is something you do without thinking. Like when the doctor hits your knee and your leg kicks. That's what my yes was. A knee-jerk reaction. Someone asks. I say yes. No thinking. No checking if I actually have the time or energy.
So what did you do about it?
I did something small. On Monday morning, I made a rule for myself.
What kind of rule?
I said, this week, I will say no to one thing. Just one. Not everything. Not big things. Just one small thing that I would normally say yes to without thinking.
And did you do it?
I did. On Tuesday, a friend asked me to go to a dinner I didn't really want to go to. It wasn't a close friend. It was a friend of a friend thing. Seven people at a loud restaurant on the other side of town. The food was probably good, but I knew I'd be tired by 8 p.m. and I'd have to take two buses to get home.
So you already knew you didn't want to go.
I knew, but I would have said yes before. I would have said sure sounds fun without thinking. But this time I stopped. I took a breath. I looked at my phone for 3 seconds and I said, thanks for asking, but I think I'm going to skip this one.
How did it feel?
Weird. Really weird. My heart was beating a little faster. I felt like I had done something wrong. I almost called her back to say, actually, I can come, but I didn't.
And then?
Then nothing. That was it. She said, no problem, maybe next time. And I spent that evening at home reading a book on my sofa with a cup of tea and my cat next to me. And I realized something.
What?
Nothing bad happened. The world didn't end. She didn't get angry. I didn't lose a friend. I just had one quiet evening instead of one loud dinner. And it felt good.
Good?
Yeah, surprisingly good. Like I had given myself a small gift, an evening that was mine, and I thought, why don't I do this more often?
Okay, can I tell you something that happened to me recently?
Please.
Last month, my manager asked me to take on an extra project. It wasn't even a big project, just some extra reports. He said, Leo, You're the best person for this. It'll only take a few hours a week.
And you said yes.
Of course I said yes. He said, I'm the best person. How do you say no to that?
It's a trap, the compliment trap.
Exactly. So I took the extra project, and for 3 weeks, I stayed late twice a week to finish those reports. I was tired, I was grumpy, I started skipping my lunch break just to keep up.
That's not good.
And then one day, I was sitting at my desk at 7 p.m., eating a cold sandwich, and I thought, why did I say yes to this? I didn't want to do it. I don't have time for it. I said yes because my manager said I was good. That's not a reason.
That's exactly what I felt with Kate's slides.
So I did something I've never done before. I went to my manager and I said, I need to talk about the extra project.
Brave.
I was nervous. My hands were sweating. But I said, I want to do a good job on my main work. And I don't think I can do both well. So I need to stop working on the extra project.
What did he say?
He paused for a second. Then he said, okay. Thanks for telling me. I'll find someone else.
That's it?
That's it. He didn't get angry. He didn't say I was lazy. He just said, okay. And I walked out of his office feeling like I had just run a marathon. My legs were shaking, but I felt so light.
Light. That's a good word.
And here's the thing I realized. We think saying no makes us bad people. But actually, it makes us honest people. Honest about what we can and can't do.
Yesterday, we were talking about AI and being heard. We said that what people really need is someone to listen. But I think there's another side to that.
What do you mean?
If we want people to listen to us, we also need to listen to ourselves. And saying yes to everything is the opposite of listening to yourself. It's ignoring your own voice.
That's a good connection. Saying no is a way of listening to yourself.
Right. When I said no to that dinner, I was listening to the part of me that said, I'm tired, I need a quiet night. When you said no to the extra project, you were listening to the part of you that said, I'm already doing enough.
So saying no is not rejecting other people, it's choosing yourself.
Exactly. And that's the part that feels strange. Because we're not taught to choose ourselves. We're taught to be helpful, to be nice, to say yes.
There's a coworker I have, Sarah. She's really good at this. A few months ago, someone asked her to organize the office party. She said, I'm happy to help with food, but I don't want to organize the whole thing. She said exactly what she would do and what she wouldn't do. Clear. No guilt, no apology.
How did people react?
They said okay, and someone else organized the party, and Sarah just brought the food, which she's good at. Everyone was happy.
So the secret is, you don't have to say no to everything. You just say no to the part you don't want to do, and yes to the part you do want to do.
That's a different way of thinking about it. Not a big no, just a small no to one part.
A small no. That's what I did with the dinner, and that's what you did with the project. A small no to one thing, and a small yes to yourself. Okay, before we wrap, let's do our word thing.
Yes, because talking about saying no, there are some words that helped me understand what was actually happening.
9 words today. Let's go through them one by one.
Number one, to refuse.
Refuse. This means to say no, to not accept something. I refuse the extra work because I was already busy. It's a stronger word than say no. When you refuse something, you make a clear decision.
And it's okay to refuse things. We don't refuse to be mean. We refuse because we know what we can handle.
Number two, a boundary.
Boundary. A line that shows where something ends and where something else begins. I set a boundary at work. I don't answer emails after 8 p.m. A boundary is not a wall. It's just a line. A small line that says, this is my space. A wall keeps people out. But a boundary just shows them where the door is. I'm happy to help during work hours, but after 6 p.m., I'm off.
I love that word, boundary. It sounds clear and calm, not angry, just clear.
Number three, permission.
Permission. When someone says you can do something, I gave myself permission to say no. The interesting thing is, we usually wait for other people to give us permission, but for saying no, you have to give yourself permission.
And that's the hardest part, giving yourself permission to say no.
Number 4, guilty.
Guilty. The feeling you get when you think you did something wrong. I felt guilty after saying no to my friend. Guilt is that heavy feeling in your chest, but here's the thing. Feeling guilty doesn't mean you did something wrong.
Right. Saying no is not wrong, but we feel guilty anyway, and that's okay. You can feel guilty and still be right.
Number 5, to practice.
Practice. To do something again and again so you get better at it. I need to practice saying no. It's like practicing a sport or a musical instrument. The first time is awkward. The 10th time is easier.
So saying no is a skill, and skills need practice.
Number 6, pressure.
Pressure, a force that pushes you. I felt pressure to say yes because everyone was looking at me. Pressure can come from other people or from your own mind. The feeling that you have to do something even if you don't want to. Pressure is like a hand on your back. It pushes, but you can choose not to move. You can stand still and say, no, I'll stay here.
And the good news is, pressure is just a feeling. You can feel it and still make your own choice.
Number 7, awkward.
Awkward, uncomfortable, not smooth. The first time I said no, it was really awkward. That moment of silence after you say no, that's the awkward part. But it passes. Awkward doesn't last forever.
Awkward is just a few seconds of discomfort. And after those seconds, you get a whole evening of peace.
Number 8, a priority.
Priority, something that is more important than other things. My health is my priority, so I said no to the late meeting. When you know your priorities, saying no becomes easier. You don't say no to everything, you just choose what matters most.
If everything is a priority, nothing is a priority. So you have to pick what is the one thing that matters most today. Say yes to that. Say no to the rest.
Number 9, to protect.
Protect, to keep something safe. I said no to protect my time. That sounds powerful, doesn't it? You're not being rude. You're protecting something valuable, your time, your energy, your peace.
When you protect your time, you're saying, this is important to me. This matters.
9 words. Refuse, boundary, permission, guilty, practice, pressure, awkward, priority, protect.
Those are good words. They're not big or difficult, but together, they tell a story about choosing yourself.
And that's the whole point. Not to say no to everything, just to know what your priorities are and to practice saying no to the things that are not your priority. All right, real talk.
Okay, we've been talking about saying no. And I think there's a fear underneath all of this.
What fear?
The fear that if we start saying no, people will stop liking us, that we'll become the difficult person, the one who always says no.
I know that fear. I have it too.
But here's what I learned from my conversation with my manager and from watching Sarah at work. Saying no doesn't make people dislike you, it makes them respect you because you're honest about what you can do.
That's a good place to start. Let me try to put this together. Okay, here we go. 7 small things I learned from saying no to one thing a week. 1, saying no is a practice, not a personality. You're not a no person. You're just trying a new thing, like learning to cook a new dish. It gets easier the more you do it.
That takes the pressure off. You don't have to be perfect at it.
2, you don't have to explain. When I said no to the dinner, I didn't give a long reason. I just said I'm going to skip this one. No excuse, no lie, just a simple no.
Long explanations make it worse. They give people a chance to argue with your reason.
3, saying no to one thing means saying yes to yourself. Every time you say no to something you don't want to do, you're saying yes to something you do want to do. More time, more energy, more peace.
That's the small positive reframe. No is not a loss. It's a trade. You trade one thing for something better.
4, you can say no to the thing without saying no to the person. I can't help with the slides, but I can answer a quick question. I can't come to the dinner, but let's get coffee next week. You're not rejecting the person, just the request.
That's the Sarah method. Say yes to the part you want, say no to the rest.
5. People will be okay. I promise. I tested it. My friend said no problem. Your manager said okay. Sarah's coworker found someone else. People are more understanding than we think.
We're afraid of a reaction that almost never comes.
6. Start small. Don't try to say no to a big thing at work on your first try. Start with something easy. A dinner you don't want to go to. A request from someone you're comfortable with. Build the muscle slowly.
Small no, small practice, small win.
7. And this is the one I want to leave you with. You don't have to say yes to everything to be a good person. You don't have to help everyone. You don't have to be available all the time. You are allowed to choose yourself, just for one small thing, once a week, and see how it feels. Because you know what? It might feel surprisingly good.
That's a good place to stop.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, that's our show for today. Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.